Torah describes in this week's parsha that after Yaakov Avinu has his dream, he wakes up and he realizes that he's sleeping in the Mokom HaMikdosh. Vayira vayomar manorah Mokom HaZeh Ein Zekim Beis Elokim. What does he do? Vayikra Hashem HaMokom Ahu Beis El. He calls the place Beis El. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Psochim, and Daf Peches, Rabbi Elozer says, Maidich Siva Ochu Amim Rabim, that in the future, Amim Rabim, the Goyim, are going to come, they're going to say, let's go up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, to Beis Elokei Yaakov, to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara asks, Elokei Yaakov, Velo Elokei Avram. Why do they refer to the Beis HaMikdash as Beis Elokei Yaakov? It's not Elokei Avram. El Elokei Avram, Shekosu Bo Har, Velokei Yitzhak, Shekosu Bo Sode, Elokei Yaakov, Shekra Obayis. The Umos HaOlam are going to refer to the Beis HaMikdash as a bias, as Beis Elokei Yaakov. Not like Avram, who referred to the Beis HaMikdash, who referred to the Mokom HaMikdash as Ahar, Behar Hashem, Yeroeh. And not like Yitzhak Avinu, who referred to the Mokom HaMikdash as a Sodeh, Vayetze Yitzhak Losuach Basodeh. But Yaakov Avinu, who referred to the Mokom HaMikdash as a bias, Ein Zeki in Beis Elokim, Vayikra Hashem HaMokom Ahu Beis El. Each one of the Avos referred to the Beis HaMikdash with a different term. Avram referred to it as a har, and Yitzhak referred to it as a soda, and Yaakov Avinu referred to it as a bais. And the Pasuk is saying that the Goyim are going to realize, ultimately, at the end of time, they're going to realize that Yaakov Avinu's shame for the Mokom HaMikdash is the most appropriate. That the Mokom HaMikdash should be called the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that term bias so appropriate? Beis HaMikdash. Why should the Mokom HaMikdash be called a bais? The Bali Machshava point out that one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos is the midah of tzniyus, of modesty, of privacy. The Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshaya, Ochein atokel mistater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as a hidden God. He likes to hide. He likes to be private. You know, on the one hand, kavod mole olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod fills the entire world. But yet, we don't perceive of his kavod so easily. It's not begoloi, it's benista. Kadosh Baruch Hu is hiding from us. He's there, we see his grandeur. But it's hidden, it's not begoloi, it's not revealed. And for that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashu hishchina dafka b'mokom tzanua. Since he is a tzanua, he's the tzanua b'yosem. He has so much to reveal, but he keeps it hidden. So he's mashu hishchina b'ikr in a mokom that's tzanua. A private space, a private place. And that's the concept of a bias. A bias is a mokom tzanua. It's a place that has walls around it. It's surrounded. It has a door that prevents those from the outside from entering. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash was. It was a bias. It had walls. It had a soreg and the chomav, the azara and the heichal and the kodesh hakadoshim. Walls within walls. That's what the mokom HaMikdash was. That's what the Beis HaMikdash was. Mechitzos within mechitzos. And where was the Ikka Mokom HaShechina in the Beis HaMikdash? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, within all of those mechitzos. In the Mokom HaTzonua B'yosa, the most hidden, the most private space. The place that was called Devir in Sefer Melachim. We say in Hoshana Satsukis, Hoshana Devir HaMutzna. The Devir HaMutzna that was so tzonua, so hidden. The Kohen Gadol, when he went in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was no one there with him. He was all alone in that Makom HaTzanua B'yosim. Why is the Shechina, why is Kedusha found in a Makom Tzanua? Because real Kedusha is something internal. It's not something that we broadcast to the outside world. It's not something for public display. We don't engage in Torah and mitzvahs because they're popular, because people are going to be impressed with us. A true Ben Torah fills his life with Torah and mitzvahs because that's the right thing to do. Like the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchas Tshuva, someone who's Oved Es Hashem Me'ahava is Osa Es Ha'emes Mipnei Shehu Emes. He does what's right, he does what's true because that's the right thing to do. That's the proper mode of behavior. He doesn't need to be validated by others. He just does what's right, because that's the Ratzon Hashem. The more private a person is in his Avodas Hashem, in his accomplishments in Torah, in his tefillah, the chesed that he does, the quiet chesed that he does, working on his midos, the more private a person is, the greater that his avodah is. Because the less people know, the more l'shem shamayim it is. We hear a lot about tzaddikim, about gedolim, gedolim in the current generation and past generations. I can tell you one thing. If someone is a tzaddik, someone who's a true gadol, you know for sure that there's more to him than what meets the eye. It has to be that way. Because true kedusha, true godless, the highest levels of godless can only be found in Makom Sanua. They can only be found in Be'odom Sanua, someone who's private, not someone who's out there, that everyone knows all the ins and outs, everything that they do. So different than the world that we live in, where everything is about the soundbite and Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. Getting your name out there, making a splash. That's what this world is about. It's not what the real world is about. It's not what the world of tzidkus, the world of kedusha is about. True kedusha is about pnimius. It's not about chitzonius. Avram Avinu was Koro Har and Yitzchak Avinu was Koro Sodom. Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, they had the idea to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message throughout the world. There's a value to that as well. But Yaakov Avinu was Koro Bayis. He called the Beis HaMikdash a Bayis. Because the ultimate level is the level of Bayis. The Mokom Tzonua. Yaakov Avinu wanted to symbolize that the ultimate Avodas Hashem is found in the Mokom Tzonua. The Pasuk says, Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti besocham. And Chazal comment that it doesn't say besocho, it says besocham. Besoch kol echad ve'echad. Where is the Shechina found? In the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash? Certainly. But where's the Iker Makom of the Shechina? Not in the Mishkan, not in the Mikdash, but rather Beleiv Kol Echad Echad, in the heart of each and every individual. In the Makom HaTzanua Beyoser, in the Makom that no one else knows of except the person himself. Developing oneself in Ruchnius takes time. It takes effort. Of course, a person needs Chaverim. We all need a Tzibur. And a person has a Chevra that's growing, that's accomplishing, that can have a major impact, that can influence, that can inspire a person to rise to even higher levels. But much of a person's avoda, bein adam lamakom, bein adam lachavero, much of his avoda has to occur privately, away from the public eye, away from words of admiration and words of praise. No one has to know about what we're doing. We have to accomplish privately as well if we truly want to grow. It's not easy to grow privately. You know, sometimes it's lonely. But when a person works on himself privately, he invites the Shechina into his world. And he brings himself closer. He allows himself, by bringing the Shechina into his orbit, he allows himself to be zochem to all the brachas that come along with the Shechina. Shabbos.